بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم: إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear respected brothers, sisters, elders, this is the first of a series of khutab that I plan to do on the position of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in Islam. Maybe three khutbas, maybe four. Let us see how it goes. This is a very, very critical matter for us to understand completely and totally, because this is a critical aspect of our creed, of our aqidah itself. I remind myself and you that the opposite of knowledge is not ignorance, but the illusion of knowledge. Ignorance, which is recognized, is a blessing, because the person then seeks to dispel it by learning. But the illusion of knowledge produces arrogance, which shuts the door to learning and greases the slide into Jahannam. As happened for the first time when Iblis, blinded by his own faulty logic, based on his illusion of knowledge, decided to defy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi says, it is possible to convince 70 scholars, 70 ulama with one dalil, one piece of evidence, but you cannot convince one ignorant person, one person with the illusion of knowledge, even with 70 dalail. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us humble and be willing to accept the truth when evidence is presented to us, and remember that it is not about winning arguments, but about standing for the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy and grace, sent for us a way of life called Islam. This came in the form of His revelation, the Kitab, the Quran, and its meaning and demonstration through its teacher, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. A book of commands, the Quran, and its field book, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to protect His word, which includes the text, the meaning, the context, and the implementation. And He said, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun." He said, which means, it is certainly we who have revealed the reminder, the Quran, and it is certainly we who will preserve it. The easiest way to understand this is to consider that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to pray, but didn't explain the method of salah in the Quran. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to do that, there was nothing to stop Him. He could have given us detailed instructions in the Quran about all the five salawat, how to pray individually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have explained. I am an author and I am constrained by word count limits set on me by the publisher. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had no such limitations to what He could do. But He didn't do that. He did not explain the method of salah in the Quran. Instead, He taught that method. He taught it to His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who taught it to us. And He said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Pray as you have seen me pray. Interestingly, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did with all the pillars of Islam, all five of them, to make the position of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam abundantly clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Islam is the only way to salvation on the Day of Judgment. And He said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah said in Surah Al Imran, whoever seeks a way other than Islam, it will never be accepted from them, and in the hereafter they will be among the losers. But Allah did not tell us how to enter Islam. It was Rasulullah who was instructed about how people could enter Islam, and it is from him that we have the Shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. In the famous Hadith Jibreel, we have the words of the Shahada. The meaning of the Hadith on the authority of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who said, while we were one day sitting with Rasulullah, there appeared before us a man dressed in extremely white clothes with very dark hair, very black hair. No traces of travel were visible on him, and none of us knew him. He sat down close by Rasulullah, rested his knees against the knees of Rasulullah, and placed his palms over his thighs. Now think about this. The Sahaba were used to treating Rasulullah with such respect that they did not even touch the body of Rasulullah unless it was necessary. But here was this man. Now Rasulullah obviously was sitting in a position of tashahud. The man comes and sits opposite him, his knees touching the knees of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and then he leans forward, literally in the face of Rasulullah ﷺ, and he places his hands on the thighs, above the knees, on the thighs of Rasulullah ﷺ. So it was very, very strange behavior as far as the Sahaba were concerned. And then the man says, O Muhammad ﷺ, inform me about Islam. أخبرني عن الإسلام. Imagine what kind of, what a strange thing it was for the Sahaba to see and witness all this. So Rasulullah ﷺ then replied, Islam is that you should testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad ﷺ is his messenger, that you should establish salah, pay zakat, fast during Ramadan, and perform hajj to the house of Allah if you can find a way to do that. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. The man then said, you have spoken the truth. Now this is a long hadith and I'm not going into the rest of it here, but let this suffice for us to understand that the words of the shahada, how do I enter Islam, we have this from the hadith of Rasulullah and not directly from the Quran. The method of praying and all the rules related to it, the rules related to zakat, to fasting and hajj, all come from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not from the Quran directly. Without the guidance of Rasulullah ﷺ, it is impossible to live Islam. To help us understand the relationship between the Book of Allah and its explanation, the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, nor does he speak of his own volition, it is only a revelation that was sent down to him. Now, let us see how this affects us and our relationship with Rasulullah ﷺ and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore, what our responsibilities are in that context. I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described and drew our attention to the to the great favor that he, Jalla Jalaluhu, did on the believers. Before I recite the ayat, let me remind myself and you that everything that we have in this life, everything completely and totally, without any qualification, is a blessing of Allah. Health is a blessing, sickness is a blessing. Life is a blessing, death is a blessing. Wealth is a blessing, poverty is a blessing. Ease is a blessing, a test is a blessing. Power is a blessing, powerlessness is a blessing. Everything in life is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I won't go into the details of this, just let me mention just one thing. You might say, well, how is sickness a benefit? Sickness is a benefit because when a believer is sick and he or she behaves with patience, with sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their sins. When they do not complain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their sins. How is death a blessing? Death is a blessing because for the believer, when he dies, the time for reward starts. Death is the time when he now claims his reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of belief, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him. For the disbeliever, for the evil person, his death or her death is a blessing for everybody else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now in all of these blessings, as I mentioned to you, everything is a blessing. But there is no blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned except one. What is that one? See what Allah says. Allah said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done the believers a great favor by raising a messenger among them, messenger from among them, reciting to them his revelations, these ayat, purifying them and teaching them the kitab, the book and wisdom. وَالْحِكْمَةِ. For indeed, they had previously been clearly astray. Now think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He has done the believers a special favor. How is it a special favor? It's a special favor because it's a favor on the one hand because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a messenger. Alhamdulillah. And it's a special favor on the also because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send that messenger from among the believers. The messenger is not another form of life. He's not an angel, not a malak. He's from among the believers. He's a human. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a special blessing on the believers because to understand the Quran and apply it in our lives is not possible without the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the key to understanding the meaning of the Quran and implementing its commands in our lives. This is what I mean by the word and its meaning. The word without the meaning is just sound or text. It is only with the meaning that it inspires and soothes and supports and strengthens and encourages and consoles and guides. The Quran is the what. The Sunnah is the how. Without the how, the what cannot be implemented. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us who He sent the Qur'an to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. Allah said, blessed is the one who sent down the standard, the criterion, the kitab, his book, to his slave, so that he may be a warner to the whole world. Allah did not say, عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ, to everybody. Allah said, عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا هُوَ لَبْدْ Al-Abduhu wa Rasuluhu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The Quran came to the Rasul and the Rasul came to us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the fundamental principle of Islam and the core relationship between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we acknowledge starting from the Shahada. This is the meaning of preservation and protection of the world of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means in Surah Al-A'raf, say, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O humanity, O people, everybody, O people, I am Allah's messenger to you all. Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. To him alone belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. There is no God worthy of worship except him. He gives life and causes death. So believe in Allah and his messenger, the unlettered prophet who believes in Allah and his revelations. And follow him so that you may be rightly guided. وَاتَّبِعُهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. I remind myself and you that guidance, it comes only from Allah. And to be guided, to be rightly guided means to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no other explanation of being rightly guided. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to do what pleases him and to save us from what does not please him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from oppressors in every place, wherever they might be. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to release the Muslims from their suffering. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the Muslims and help the meaning ourselves, including myself to begin with, to do that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be in a state where we don't have to be ashamed, where we say alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us to do that which is pleasing to him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.